Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Eniade.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave Harrigan, our lineup 6-9, Vanita. Seems to me Vanita likes her children and likes dogs. Is that your sense?
Absolutely. She's a big fan of her children and all dogs.
Yeah. Then we get to the dog and children hating show, 9-0. And I will push back on anybody because they admitted they won't, like, everybody in the, well, first of all, David Josephson doesn't think dogs should even exist.
Correct.
His lovely, kind, magnetic mom grew up with dogs, but the dogs were never, ever, ever allowed in the home. Not making it up. Adam and Jordana, sometime in the last year, admitted they wouldn't spend any money caring for an ill dog. I don't want to tell them how much money I spent on Charlie. This ACL, that ACL. I mean, well deep into five figures. And I do it every time because I miss, God, I miss that dog so much. I'm not going to cry right now, but I miss him so much. This has been on my phone, the screensaver of my phone.
The great picture of Charlie.
For a year. My oldest boy, who was born April 5th, 1995, at 7:35, and right away peed on his mother. He's about to be born. About to get married next week, and I'm still not going to take Charlie off my screensaver. That's how much I miss him. Then I hear Jordana often say children are just awful.
She despises kids. Despises.
Are we exaggerating?
No.
I don't think we are.
And our partner, Adam, takes every opportunity he possibly can to skip all of his children's birthdays.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, you got a birthday coming up? Oh, geez, where can I go? Vegas, Chicago, New York, anywhere. Get me out of here.
None of that is inaccurate, correct?
No, 0% of it.
Okay, so to the surprise of no one, these two came out in favor today when it was announced, I think late yesterday, that the University of Minnesota, they're too tuckered. They're too busy. They will no longer host graduation ceremonies at Mariucci Arena.
The high schools.
Yes.
High school graduation.
High school
they'll still their own graduations.
Yeah, exactly. The high school.
Yeah, Wyzetta, get out of here. You're not coming to visit.
Yes. I've attended multiple graduations there. And I'm prepared next year when a young man who's like a son to me, Michael Anderson, I'm prepared to be there and then be out of there right when they get done with him. Because I'm not staying all the way through the Z's. You know, I think it's fine. I encourage all of you. I mean, if your kid's an H, you're staying. If your kid's an A or a Z, show up late. Come on.
No, keep going, because you're already digging yourself into a hole on your argument.
But, I'm right.
You know, you're exposing your fraudulence already, but keep going.
I am right. The U of M, now they're saying this, including after there were two separate shootings outside the arena. Okay. Including the YZ one.
Yeah.
So is that why they're doing this?
Because part of it.
Because I'm not defending it. Like, yeah, it wasn't like, oh, you know what I want? I want to add a little more drama to high school graduations. We should have a shooting. No, it was despicable what happened. Uncalled for, dangerous. Michael knew people at that event, and because of him, I was concerned. Here is a spokesperson. Hosting more than 20 outside events with thousands of attendees over a two-week period represents a significant strain on the university's limited resources that is no longer sustainable. Give me a break. Give me a break. You're making money. You think YZ High School, fill in the blank, the other super high schools are just going there for free and they're not paying the University of Minnesota? Is that a beehive of activity? End of May, early June at Mariucci Arena? Have I missed something? Gopher men and women's hockey teams are playing then? No. Continue to have the graduation there. And if you want to bring six people to a great event, you know what I say? Bravo. The family haters, the dog hating show is like, oh, too many people are there. Who decides, who comes out in policy and says, no, I don't want more family members to enjoy seeing their grandchild graduate? You know what does? One who said she hated her children until they became adults, and another who would go to Chuck E. Cheese on a birthday just to avoid one of his daughter's birthday parties. Your people.
Their reasoning may be flawed.
Maybe. Maybe flawed. We're too busy.
But
we're
they're
talking.
Correct.
Oh.
And I'm struggling to wade through the fraudulence that you have. You've already admitted you hate graduations. If you could show up for 20 seconds, you would hear Hunter Hartman, and you would walk out the door.
That would have been great if they would have made that a combination.
If you could find out, you know, Hunter Hartman will be announced at 7:19 and 46 seconds, you'd walk in at 7:19 and 12 seconds just to make sure you were there on time.
I think the superintendent, is it Chase Anderson? If I could have slipped him a couple Wolves tickets and said, hey, do me a favor, right away, Hunter Hartman. No, we won't applaud because we don't want to be too disruptive. We'll be good. We'll come back near the end. Okay? Because then when he's looking for us, we'll be there. But we really went home because YZ is so big. We went home and took a four-hour nap, and then we'll come back, and Hunter will act like we were there the entire time.
So the university, through this move, is telling all of the massive high schools around here that need their facilities, quote-unquote, need their facilities.
Their families are not allowed.
They're telling
families
them, you know
should
what?
Not see their grandkids graduate. That's what they're telling
them. No, they are telling them, you know, you are taking advantage of this space too much. You are not only obviously using all the space by inviting 37 people, but you are probably
allowed,
extending, you are blowing up the pomp and circumstance, pun intended there, to make this celebration more than it needs to be. It's time for you to pare it down, to shorten it, to get it a little tighter.
It sounds like what you'd like. Should one parent only be allowed, Dave? Who should be allowed? When your beautiful daughters graduate, would you like to tell your parents right now, you're not allowed to go? Is that what you're saying right now?
Sure.
That's what you're saying.
No, I'm saying that
no, so it's okay for you. Okay,
no,
so
I'm
okay. Okay, I got it. So I can make my rules, but now you want to make your rules, and I'm the fraud? Can I borrow this from Tenna? Box.
Wow. of all the people you could borrow something from.
Yeah.
Okay. No. My point is simply that they are giving everyone in the state of Minnesota that could possibly want to use their facilities, they're giving you all the Hartman option. Everything needs to be stripped down. You need to cut it down. You can't get everybody in our massive facility and have everything take 4 hours. You know what? You're going to have a finer, a smaller facility, perhaps your own school, perhaps a smaller little arena that's a neighborhood size arena. And you know what? You're just going to have to make do with what you can. And we're going to help all the parents out there like Chad Hartman that don't want to sit through a 5-hour engagement.
Nobody wants to sit through that. You know, see, the problem is I brought this up now because the 3-6 one, he hates kids too.
Always has.
Often he gets their names confused.
Yes.
He never brought them to fireworks a single time.
No.
And then he made sure they both went to school as far away as possible, the contiguous United States. One's in New York, one's in California.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only show that loves children, along with Vanita, and apparently your love is on the rocks.
No, I love my children, and I want to keep the love to myself. Yes. I want to share it with the grandparents.
Admit it, I'm right. 651-461-9226. Are you with me that the U of M, oh, no, because it's really so troublesome when nothing is going on at Marietta. Oh, no, we're going to have to accept the money from the schools and we'll have to open it up for graduation. Or you an ogre like Dave and one parent should be allowed. And then apparently when you go to this graduation, you should be there for 17 hours and not leave, not have a drink, not go to the bathroom. That's Dave's policy. Where do you stand? 651.
You changed my policy.
461-9226. That's the policy I heard. Here's my policy. Rely on Amber Scholl. Rely on insurance, which is with you every single day. I don't know. Maybe tonight when I'm driving up. We normally have a post-show meeting. About 9-10 hours. So we leave here 11-12, we break down each segment. So maybe at about 11:30 when we leave, maybe I'll get in a car accident. I can call Amber Scholl. I know I have the best car coverage that is possible. I also know it's not free. And none of these coverages that any of us have right now are inexpensive. But go with one. Go with American Family. Go with the local office at Amber Scholl Heads because there are many people at the office. It's not just Amber. And I don't want just a 1-800 number. I want Amber, American Family. How about your house? Maybe something happens with the snow. Maybe we get one more thunderstorm. You're uncertain. Even if you just think, I need to check teamscholl.com. That's the website, teamscholl.com. It's S-C-H-O-L-L.com. And compare my insurance. You're not wasting any time. Do it this afternoon. Trust me. Same office for me for 35 years. Teamscholl.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
U of M says, you know what? We want to go home early. We're too tired. We don't want to be bothered. We certainly don't want to make our employees work. We don't want to accommodate and allow more parents. You know, Dave, sometimes what happens is some parents, they actually get a divorce. And then maybe they get married again. So you could have mom and dad, their new spouses. Maybe they all get along. Maybe they're great. Maybe they travel together, and maybe there's two siblings.
Nobody gets along with their ex. Calm down.
Probably. Right? So then there's six people, and they go to one of those super schools. You know, now if they go to Armstrong High School, they're attending the greatest high school ever. Armstrong, we'd have it in the backyard at Armstrong High School, 1983, all red. They still look back at that 1983 class with reverence. But Dave is now saying you would like one of those parents to go. Is there a time limit for you? Are they allowed to? Would you like a revolving door so more people can go in? So Hunter Hartman, boom, they're out. And so more people can get in.
I think you would agree with this when it comes to a graduation ceremony. Brevity is a key to making it a successful ceremony. I think when you have the big space, then you just find a way to drag it on. Let's do the big long
procession.
Oh, so there'll
be a lot faster. Eden Prairie has it on campus. You think it's just going to speed up? You know, you're used to quick, you know, celebratory events. So you think it's going to be really fast now when it's at the high school?
I think they'll tighten it up, yes. Oh, okay. Absolutely, I do.
Okay. Among the techs, 100% agree with the U of M and their policy.
Mm-hmm.
People can't.
Patriot.
People, wait for it. Wait, I want to see if
I don't care. He said he agrees.
Okay. People can't control themselves anymore with guns, drugs, etc. graduation ceremonies. It's like all graduation ceremonies now need to have the National Guard and police present to protect this terrorism at graduation ceremonies. Paul in Coon Rapids. Paul might be the dumbest text in the history of this radio station. You really think that's what happens at every high school graduation this state? Everybody's doing, yep, we're all lining up fentanyl, meth, we're shooting guns, we can't control ourselves. Paul, take your head out of the sand. Yeah, last year at Mariucci, there was a shooting, embarrassing, awful. Do you want to know why it stands out so much, Paul? Because it happened and people were shocked. They've been having graduation ceremonies down at the U of M for decades. And the reason why this one stood out is it was so rare. Can another one happen? Could possibly another one take place in Minnesota? Sure. And so what we're going to do is we're going to punish all the other kids, all the other parents, because some jackasses shot guns. That's what we should do. Paul, leave your basement, live a little bit. It's not that dangerous, and it's not that generalizing in the insults to people who attend graduations. That's your guy right there. How you feeling?
His first point was correct. I think we waded into a bit of the hyperbole after that.
A bit?
Yeah, a bit.
A bit, yeah. Maybe the shootings made the insurance costs skyrocket, and they sure agreed to lower rates if they reduce the number of events. Well, I just was talking insurance, and we know insurance isn't free. I have a tough time believing because of one shooting at the school where my kids formerly attended. So that could have been with my kids. That I could have been there. Horrifying, right? That we now should punish every other school. Really? That's what, so something doesn't happen forever and ever. It happens one time, and now we're going to end it? This wasn't 9/11 that took place. Did I miss 9/11? At the Wayzata High School graduation last year? Do we have 3,000 killed? Did I miss that?
I don't think that happened.
Yeah,
it's not their only reason. They said that's part of the reason.
They're tuckered. They're too busy. They're
got a lot going on.
Nothing. They have not. What else is going on at Mariucci in late May and early June? Tell me. What?
Hockey practice?
Honestly.
Perhaps some intramurals? I'm not there, but you know what? It's probably more difficult to get the workers that you need for an event like that when there is nothing going on. You know, if it's hockey season, obviously you've got people staffed repeatedly every week, every other week, whatever it needs to be. All of a sudden, April, June, you got to say, hey, who's available for these couple of dates in the random early or late spring, early summer?
When you sign up for the job, you're told there will be other events at said facility. You think?
Look, I'm pulling at straws here, okay? Give me this.
Chad, I usually agree with you, but not on this.
See?
When there are that many grads, you can't see them on stage unless sitting really close. Just go to the after party. Yes, you can.
See, we're doing it for the parents and the grandparents and the brothers and the sisters and the cousins and the aunts and the uncles.
So, well, the first texture is, it's like...
You can't see them.
It's like Baghdad, you know, when we invaded Iraq. Yeah, okay, the first Paul. Now this one, you're not at the big house, you know, in Ann Arbor. You're at Mariucci, which seats, what, about 7,000, 6,000?
No, they did an addition. It's up to 42.
Okay, you can see everything. It's the used property. They can do whatever they want. Okay.
Yeah, Chad.
Okay. Well, that's
not their.
Okay. So, in other words, don't offer an opinion on anything else in life unless you own it. We sort of give opinions. That's kind of part of what we do here.
So far, you're on the wrong side of history from what I can tell from the texters.
Wait for a second. Dave was boxed. Nice work, Chad. Neither of my sons went through graduation when they graduated from college. I think that one's different. I think for a lot of kids, they with college, they don't go through it.
Yeah, there's plenty that don't do the ceremony.
Right. Most kids with high school, wouldn't you say a high percentage, are a part of it?
Yeah, it's the party for the high schoolers.
Mm-hmm. My daughter's commencement was the Minneapolis Convention Center. Each student got 4 tickets. My son's 2020 principal came to her house. We were allowed 15 people. Huh. It was a shooting, Chet. I've made that point. What, 10 times? Yeah. It was a shooting. We said that. And so because of that, because one time there was a shooting, which is indefensible, awful, nobody else gets to have a graduation ceremony there, ever. So anytime there's a car accident, we're no longer allowed to drive. Any city that has a shooting, you should never go to it. Is that what these folks are suggesting? I think I'm the only one who loves my kids. That's it. I thought you loved your kids, a lot of these folks. You know, a lot of these kids, they don't want to go to their grandkids' graduation or their nephew's graduation. I think that's what I've stumbled upon here.
I think they want to go. They just want it to be a pared-down celebration where they can actually see the kids across the stage. I'm looking at a bunch of little ants in caps and gowns. You can't tell who's who.
Isn't it the university's choice to decide what events they want to host? Of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just like it's governors' policies that they get to do. Do we just not say anything? Presidents, we don't say anything. We give opinions. That's part of what we all do in life, including here. Here's a man who gives opinions 3 to 6. Also a man who's, I'm sure, elated by this because I'm guessing he didn't attend his kid's graduation. In fact, Alyssa had to tell him recently that his kids are now done with high school. That's Jason DeRosa. He's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.